actually went really well. A number of major providers turned on IPv6 connectivity for their products and services permanently, including folks like Comcast, AT&T, Google, Facebook, Cisco, Time Warner Cable, Yahoo, bunch of folks, you know, over 1,000 locations. Went really well. Global IPv6 traffic has been on a slow upturn. It's approaching about 1% of overall traffic, which of course is tiny, but what great progress. I mean, a couple of years ago, it was 0.1%. So 10 times the amount of traffic in a couple of years, that's pretty good growth.
Law enforcement very often tracks people through their IP addresses. Are people like in law enforcement and Homeland Security prepared to look at IP addresses with new combinations and different lengths because of IPv6?
I don't believe that security and law enforcement, has caught up to this. This is really emerging, and everyone's getting used to it. So I don't think the technology is mature in the IPv6 space yet, but I'm fairly confident that they'll cover their bases soon.
For those of us who are users, you know, say I have like a really, really old computer. Am I still going to be okay? Am I going to lose access to the internet, or is the old internet going to be running for a while?
Well, the first thing to remember is that IPv6 is brand new, and the transition path that all the providers have taken is what's called a dual stack approach. And what that means is they'll be running both IPv4 and IPv6 stacks for a long time. So if you have a very old computer, one that doesn't have any IPv6 networking, or even an old router or hub or a wireless gateway in your house, you'll be okay for a long time.
So I imagine, Rob, you know, when you see a NASA mission go really successfully and there's all those guys in mission control with the headphones and the short-sleeved dress shirts and they're all cheering because the rocket launched successfully, is that kind of how all the computer network people felt yesterday? Was there like a rousing cheer heard around the geek world?
Wow. That sounds really dramatic. I really don't think that was the case anywhere. But if it makes you feel better, you can imagine a bunch of geeks like me in our data centers saluting each other.